This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. The following is my interview with Digital Playground contract girl Shay Jordan. Met Shay last year and dubbed her the next big thing. She certainly lived up to that in a big way with a great year in 2007 and so far in 2008. Look for even bigger things from Shay in the future. I welcome your feedback. Email me at Roger@RogerViews.com. Thank you very much.
We might as well talk about it while we're going. All right. So we're talking about this giant picture behind me of Shay Jordan.
Yeah.
And how you look like a lion or something.
I look like a cat, you said. Well, is that a good thing? Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, it depends. If you literally were going to jump on someone and rip their flesh, no. But if you were just going to jump on them and attack them sexually, yes.
I did the second thing.
Okay, see, that's a good cat.
Yeah, I did. That was a good one. I remember I fucked Jean Valjean that day.
That's either I want to fuck the person in front of me, guy or girl, or
these
are not my underwear in the hamper, you bastard.
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's one of those two things, and...
And you want him to be the first one.
I definitely want him to be the first one. So anyway, for those people who missed it, this is Shay Jordan.
Yes, hello.
Some chick, I don't know.
Some chick.
The next big thing.
Yes.
Who is currently...
Still the next
big thing.
Thing.
No, she's a big thing. She may not be the big thing quite yet, but she's on her way.
Yeah.
Awesome year this year.
Yes.
Give us some highlights of 2007 for you.
I made a whole bunch of movies. I got to work with Jesse Jane, finally. I got to work with Yanukova. I've done a lot of three ways, which I love. Those are my favorite scenes, and this year I got to go all out with it. I've got to work with Hillary Scott, Gina Lynn, all the really, really good people. So a lot of my movies are going to be really good.
Now, Gina Lynn was in Babysitters, right?
Yes.
Which was nominated for a bunch of awards.
Yes.
Great, great scene.
It was fun.
Actually, you had two scenes in that movie, really. Two scenes that blend into one.
Yeah.
Kind of a naughty scene with your boyfriend.
With my boyfriend, I was having sex with what are they called? My employer's bed.
Yes, the parents of the...
Caught.
Yeah, and unlike in real life, they get angry with you but have good sex with you instead of calling the police.
They use me instead.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So did you like that scene?
I loved it, totally. I loved the whole scenario, how it was, first I was fucking my boyfriend and then it went to them. That was awesome.
Very hot. And you stayed right in there with Gina Lynn, who's a pretty high energy performer.
I tried. I pumped myself up for that day because I knew she was really, really... good performer.
And you worked with Hillary Scott, who's also very high energy.
That was actually my very first girl-girl-boy scene ever.
And that was in which movie?
Shay's Scream. It was with Marco. And it was awesome. I remember Marco was hitting the fireplace. It was like rocks. He was hitting it with his hand by the time, because he was trying to keep from coming. By the time we were done with the scene, his whole hand was black. Black and purple, bruised and from the
chimney. See what male performers go through to give us entertainment. They will beat themselves bloody.
Yeah, so that they don't come yet.
All right, now, last year you were very, very new.
Yes.
But this year you're nominated for ABN's Starlet of the Year, which is their Newcomer of the Year award.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think?
I don't even know what to say. I'm like super, super excited. But I'm really, like, nervous because I don't want to get too excited just in case I don't win it. I don't want to get sad because I feel like I might.
No,
I really want it.
We talked last night. You do not have a speech prepared.
I don't have a speech prepared because I don't want to psych myself up for disappointment. And plus, I just feel like it's better when you just go up there with whatever you're feeling.
Will you be taking your Next Big Thing trophy up at the same time? And hold them both up?
Should I have? I should have. You should have told me to do it.
See? There you go. Aww. So you could hold it up.
Yeah, I should.
Then I can be right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm right whether ABN votes for you or not. But there is some tough competition. You're up against some other very good girls.
And I do know that. And that.
Have you worked with any of the girls you're up against?
I don't think so. No, I'm not.
You generally work with girls who are a little more established.
Yeah. Which I like because that gives me a challenge.
Now, one of the girls you mentioned working with was Jessie, and we talked about this last night at dinner. Jessie is one of the hardest fuckers in porn. Jessie fucks guys.
Yes.
And in the last movie...
She fucks girls, too.
we all saw that in Pirates.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the last movie you guys did together, you matched her pretty much stroke for stroke. Where did that come from?
I guess it came from doing BTS for a few months before, and while I was in BTS, I was kind of watching all the scenes that were going on that day, and I would see the little, like, good things that girls do and, like, bad things, and I kind of just started learning a lot more, and I just got a little bit more practice, I guess, and I got a little more rhythm in my hips, so.
Have you been practicing this at home?
No, just, I'm just, like, doing it as
so there's not, like, a trail of men with broken pelvises along
no,
the way?
No, 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 it's... The only people that have sex with are the people you guys see me have sex with, which is really sad.
That's just a shame.
It's sad, yeah.
All right. Now, Pirates 2.
Yes.
You're obviously going to be in it.
Obviously.
Now, do you feel at all intimidated?
Not at all.
You're making a sequel to perhaps the most successful adult movie ever.
I'm not. No, not at all. I'm, like, really excited.
Good.
I feel like I have the ability to make it. I'm not nervous.
good.
I'm really excited.
Is this going to be the most dialogue you've had to do?
Yes.
Because you've done some dialogue. You did some dialogue in Babysitters.
I did some last
some
year.
In Scream.
Mm-hmm.
But not a lot. You haven't done
not
a full
really.
Feature where you are a character from beginning to end.
No, that's what I'm really excited about. Because I really love acting. I love the acting part of this business as much as I do sex, which is really weird, but I do. It's fine.
Well, don't act with as much energy as you fuck, or you're going to break set. Unless the scene... If you do a sword fight like you did a sex scene, someone's going to lose an ear.
Okay.
Be
I'll
gentle.
That. Okay. I'll remember that.
Guys you like working with?
I love Scott, of course, but he's not around anymore. My favorite one is Johnny Sins. Oh! He's... Wow. I love him, yeah.
Why? Why Johnny?
Because he's... He, like, when we work together... He knows how to fuck me, and he looks me in my eyes, and he manhandles me, and he rubs me hard like I like, and he just, like, I don't know, he squeezes my body, and he kisses me a lot, and...
I hear you like to kiss.
I love to kiss. I do. It's hard for me to do it on movies, but somehow Johnny always seems to be able to do it. He gets right in there.
How about favorite girls?
Favorite girl... Of course, Jesse, because we always do a good scene, like, no matter what. And, oh, Nautica Thorne, that's my wifey. I love her. Every time I want to do a girl-girl voicemail, I always request her.
Me too, and it never happens. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Maybe with me.
Yeah, that works. Nautica's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anybody that you haven't gotten to work with yet that you would like to?
No, not yet.
No. How about the two new girls, Stoya and Adriana Lynn?
Yes, I want to fuck both of them at the same time.
You haven't worked with them yet?
No, not yet.
Has Jesse worked with them?
No. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm lying. We have worked together. We did a 9-girl orgy for cheerleaders, a movie that's coming out in the near future.
I see. Yeah,
but it wasn't just like us. It was 9 girls, so it wasn't. I didn't really get to fuck them.
Did you get a little bit of them?
I got a little, not enough.
Not enough.
So I want more.
Okay. So, if you could only pick one to go first.
Adriana
first.
Yeah.
Sitting right there.
I mean, look at her.
The picture of her looks a little like you. You guys could almost be related.
I heard people say that. They think we're cousins. But she's not Asian at all.
Less in person than in pictures. But they kind of de-Asian you in pictures.
Yeah, they do.
So.
They do.
But in person.
In person, yeah.
No, but... It'd still be fun to pretend that you're sisters, but
yeah.
That's just
cousins
for,
at least.
Cousins,
right?
Okay, that'd be good. Yeah, we'll work on that later.
Yeah.
Is that the next movie after Cheerleaders is Cousins?
Cousins, that would be hot.
Only in Alabama.
Only in Alabama.
So what else should we look for in 2008?
A whole bunch of movies. I'm hoping to get a scripted movie. other than that, just all new stuff, better fucking, more energy.
You said you were nominated for 4 AVN Awards.
Yes.
For Best New Starlet.
Uh-huh. Best solo scene, best couple scene with Scott Nails and the Babysitters, and best virtual.
That's right. We finally got to see virtual sex with Shea Jordan.
Well, how was it?
It's good. It's weird because you can tell it's early.
Right.
It's released recently, but it was one of your early scenes. So there's a little less of what we see now.
Uh-huh.
There's...
Well, it's really hard to because of the way they shoot it. You have to kind of stay in a certain position, and you can't really move because the camera's right there. So if you move at all or try to put any kind of hips into it, then their cameras get fucked up. So
was that a fun shoot, or was that just kind of tedious?
You know what? It was really funny because it was the first time they had ever shot a girl that was on her monthly. And it's hard because, you know, he ejaculates in you and you, you know, that kind of, but I pulled it off. Somehow we pulled it off and we still were able to end earlier than we thought, and it turned out great, and now it's nominated, so.
So there's a secret for people watching who may not know.
Yeah, there you go.
Shay shot her virtual Derek.
And it was my first day of it.
Nice.
But we got through it somehow, some way, I don't know how.
Okay. I think we've covered everything. You did say something last night about a special fantasy you have.
Yes, I
want to hear your special fantasy.
Okay, I've had this special fantasy since, like, it's kind of weird, but since I was, like, in junior high. Since I started thinking about driving cars, because I love cars, I love driving. And I always wanted to get fucked on the hood of a car. Not just on the hood, and, like, me, like, on top of a car and have, like, the guy standing up and, like, me sucking him off. And then, like, just goo and spit and all that stuff just coming down and getting all over the windshield. Oh, I just think that's so sexy. Inside the car, outside of the car.
You said you had sex inside of the car, right?
I've had sex inside. That's whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
But on the hood, it's just like...
Any specific kind of car?
You know what? No. Just a car.
Just a car.
As long as it's clean.
A new car, a classic car, a sports car, an SUV?
A sports car, like maybe like a Bentley, or like, you know, something really hot. Like, I'm not really into classic cars as much.
So if anybody has a Bentley and wants to loan it to us,
there you go.
You can have sex with a hot guy and I can watch.
Yeah, yes, totally. As long as they don't mind their windshield getting fucked up.
Okay, well, they can bring extra windex. I'm gonna take a picture while we talk. Speaking of fantasies, you're still not doing anal, right?
No, still not yet.
So there's lots of people who want to see that happen. Are they going to see that anytime soon?
I'm not going to say they won't, because I have definitely been thinking about it. So once I decide to, you will see. I'm just not sure when.
And if you need to practice, you know who to call.
I may just give everybody, like, one scene with anal or something, just to keep everybody happy.
You shouldn't do it until you're ready.
I know, and I won't.
Okay, the last thing we wanted to do, because we're working on these soundbite ringtones. You remember what you said last night at dinner?
Oh, yeah. I want to see it.
Awesome.
That one, and I want you to be my baby daddy.
There's my new...